And now, encouraging us to have hearts on fire and feet on the move, here's Mark Rowie.
Teresa of Avila is the patron saint of Spain and a larger-than-life character from the 16th century, a time in history when there was enormous conquest and colonisation by the Spanish into Central and South America. That is indeed a fascinating, if not a controversial, topic in itself, but not the topic for today. Teresa is renowned as a spiritual mystic, a prolific writer, and a religious reformer. I grew up unknowingly under her influence, not because my parents really ever spoke about her, but because my wonderful parents seemingly followed her spiritual tradition of meditating on the suffering and the death of Jesus, especially at Easter. This is something Teresa was devoted to. Every Good Friday, I was handed a little booklet that did exactly that, reflecting on the Passion of Christ at Calvary. It had a big impact upon my faith journey, but I later came to appreciate the life and writings of Teresa of Avila for other reasons. There's a prayer that has been attributed to her that has been my life mantra for the past 30 years and which has very much influenced my expression of Christianity and given me a sense of mission and purpose in the world. Here is an abridged version. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ looks with compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which Christ walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which Christ blesses the world. You may have heard of the expression, the face of God. It is a phrase I became fascinated with when I was reflecting on our role here on earth as Christians, given that Jesus physically left this earth 2,000 years ago. Christian followers, or disciples, have a mission here on earth, inspired by the Holy Spirit sent down at Pentecost, to be the face of God in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, and for however long we walk on this planet. And that means to embody the sentiments of Teresa of Avila's prayer. That is, to be the face of God, here on earth for all those we encounter. Through baptism, we are commissioned or anointed, if you like, to bring the good news to the poor, freedom to captives, sight to the blind, etc. How? Through our bodies, hands, feet, ears and eyes, to be the tangible face of God. It's not an arrogant or a narcissistic claim, but more of a recognition that Christian disciples are called to act in God's name, to be that compassionate face that people can see, recognise and embrace, or as Teresa says, to be the hands with which Christ blesses the world. The organisation I work for, Catholic Mission, believes exactly that. We are called to continue to help unfold the mission of God wherever we are, with family, neighbours, colleagues, strangers, here in the comfort of our own neighbourhood, or sometimes overseas in the most impoverished parts of the world. The 16th century wisdom of St. Teresa of Avila still rings true today. We are all called to be the face of God. I'm Mark Rowie from Catholic Mission. Find out more about us at catholicmission.org.au.